Representative John Mathis lives in Vernal. When he's not serving as a legislator, he's a veterinarian in some of Utah's most rural communities.
I have looked and looked and looked for why this isn't the right thing to do, because it will create potential competition for me, and I cannot find why it's not the right thing to do.
That's why he's sponsoring a bill to start a veterinary program at Utah State University. Even with a $1.7 million price tag, Representative Mike Noel of Kanab supports it. He says in small communities like his, veterinarians are essential to their way of life.
I have nobody in my rural area that deals with large animals. If I want to get a veterinarian over there, if I have problems with a heifer calving or anything, I've got to call a guy from either St. George or Cedar City. By the time he gets there, the heifer's dead and the calf's dead.
But many lawmakers still wondered if now is the right time, especially when cuts are being made to programs like the University of Utah Medical School, which was forced to reduce the number of students it accepted last year. Bountiful Representative Jim Nielsen argued that no message rang more clearly during the 2010 election than no new programs.
I tend to go follow the principle that there is always another bus, and there will come a time when we do have the resources in a future session, and this is something for that day, not for today.
Some legislators suggested amending the bill to require students to practice veterinary medicine in Utah for 4 years upon completion of the program, which splits students up between two schools, Utah State and Washington State University. But Representative Mathis argued against it.
Most of us actually have roots, ties, and will come back, and I believe that by establishing the program and following it, we will fill that need while providing opportunity for our kids and enhancing Utah State's agricultural program overall.
That amendment did not pass. The bill was approved by House lawmakers on a 48-23 vote and will now be debated in the Senate. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.